People just need to sit their ass down and regroup sometimes. They be doing too much. They be tripping. That's crazy. Mimi JK, raw and uncut. Yeah. Some people got too many trust issues. They do, yo. Never ending drama. Never. Like, come on. Yes. People constantly challenging things that you say to them, right? When they know they wrong. Wrong as hell. Sometimes you just gotta chill. Chill out, yo. Raw and uncut. Your gut feeling sometimes. It never lies to you, man. You will never steer yourself wrong.
Sure won't.
Vibes of entrapment.
What?
Makes you unhappy. Leave that motherfucker alone, yo. Too comfortable to wearing a bonnet all day. Like, yeah, come on. Bitches is quick to jump to conclusions.
Always.
Niggas too, though. Crazy out here.
Hey everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Mimi JK Raw and Uncut.
Today we're talking about 10 things women hate about men.
Number one, when you're in the middle of a conversation and he looks at his phone.
That's a no-go.
It's just rude to
Be
out on a date or anything like that and talking to somebody and you constantly look into your phone. It's like the things that this girl is saying isn't important or interesting enough for
you
that you have to scroll through Facebook and Instagram through the whole date. Like, it's rude.
So in that date right then,
that is like number one pet peeve of mine. Like, if I'm talking to you, please put your fucking phone down. I'm not in the mood. Like,
turn,
I will straight call you out when
you're
shit.
Worry about
so
your kids,
please,
or nothing. Like, come on.
When you're on a date, pay attention to your date.
Exactly.
Solely. Get to know your date.
Exactly. That's what you're there for.
Number two is guys who never laugh. Who wants a uptight dude that is serious about everything?
Right.
I mean, I'm silly. I'm a silly chick. So when I'm out on a date, I crack jokes like constantly, nonstop. I'm sarcastic. I'm goofy. I like to laugh and have fun. So me joking is just me being me. I'm being myself.
And
if a guy doesn't have a sense of humor, it's like no point of me even being on this date. Like, come on.
Right.
The fuck I come out with you for? Like, if I wanted to be bored, I would have watched fucking Lifetime. Number three, guys who look anywhere but in the direction you are talking to them. When you're talking to them. Okay. First of all, I don't trust nobody that doesn't give me eye contact, for one. And why are you shifting everywhere? Like, I don't understand. Are you fucking high? What's going on with you? When someone is talking to you, give them eye contact. Like, you cannot trust a person that cannot look at you while they're talking. It's just not something you can do.
Exactly.
Like, how can I trust somebody if I can't look in your eyes and see? When you look in someone's eyes, you can kind of tell a lot about them. And if you can't give me eye contact, that means you don't want me to know anything about you.
Right.
Four. Guys who smell like they gave up on the concept of showering.
Come on, nigga.
Listen. One thing a female hates is a funky ass dude.
Right.
Like, that's trifling. Like, I should not smell your ass before. I should not smell your ass, period. When I see you walk up to me, you know what I should smell? Soap, lotion, and cologne.
And deodorant.
And toothpaste. And mouthwash. I should smell those smells. Those smells should be going up my nostrils. Not no funky ass breath stank ass underarms.
Yes.
Sweaty ass balls.
Right.
None of that. None like, of that. Wash your ass mm-hmm. regularly. Just yes. wash up. Wash your ass. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get in the shower more than 2 minutes.
Yes.
Stay in that bitch for about 20. Wash your ass good. Scrub your motherfucking ass and your yes. balls and all of that.
All of that.
I don't want to smell sweaty balls, funky ass breath, stinky underarms on my date. Because you know what? That date will end immediately. No questions it's asked.
Okay, yo.
Number five. When he says, you're not the other, like other girls because, first of all, bitch, I'm me. I'm not like other exactly. girls, period. Don't ever start a sentence with, you're not like the other girls because you do such and such and such and such. Nigga, just give me a compliment and leave it at that. I don't right. need to be compared to nobody any other else. Females.
Nope.
Because you know why? Because I'm the only female that you should be focusing on. So therefore, why are you bringing up other bitches?
Right.
No. Just don't do it. It's a turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, when he calls his ex crazy. Okay.
Yeah,
I've been here before.
Line, dog.
Where someone called their ex crazy. She did this to herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fucking lunatic. Da, 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 da. More than likely, he's the crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one making up these stories so
right.
you can believe the ex is actually crazy and still after him and still loves him
right.
and yada, yada, yada all when all in existence. Like, he still probably talks to her.
Right.
She's probably a normal ass chick.
Right.
You know?
Maybe adding that extra layer on, like,
it's
lying.
For it. Just if I ask you a question about your ex, just be like, oh, we just didn't work out. Calling her crazy and all this extra shit is just all extra to me. It's just no point to it. So if we got together and we broke up, you probably would call me crazy to the next bitch, too. Like, it's just a routine at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, when he gives zero fucks about how he looks.
Nigga.
Okay, what I can't stand is bad hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot stand a dude that doesn't care about how he looks. I mean, you don't have to have designer this and designer that, but you can be neat. Don't have your pants hanging off your ass like these young boys right now. Don't have your shirt button all crazy, like your clothes wrinkled, none of that. Like, be nice, neat, clean. That's all I ask. Nice,
mm-hmm.
neat, and clean, presentable.
Right.
That if I wanted to introduce you to somebody that night, I would like be hyped to do it. Don't be coming all slippy and shit, like acting like it's going. Don't do that. Have your hair cut. Your beard trimmed, nice and neat.
Yes.
Have your clothes ironed out, nice and neat.
I need some orange
like,
candy, I'm
don't
saying.
Don't come out looking like anything and think that I'm going to fuck
like
with you because I'm not.
Fucking
I'm quick to tell a motherfucker I'm cool. Like, I don't do all that. Number eight. Oh, my God. I think this should be number one on my list because I cannot fucking stand it.
Yes.
Long. Dirty ass nails.
Oh
my God. Like, nah, dude. Like, did you watch Poetic Justice? I'm just like that with your dirty ass nails. How are you going to tell anybody anything? You can't even keep your motherfucking nails clean. Like, that's nasty. Clean your nails out, dog. Like, that's telling me right there, you don't even wash your hands. Like, you go pee, wiggle that shit off, and then just keep going, huh? You just pick up shit, food, this, that, and the other, and don't wash your hands. You got all that dirt under your nails. That is a no-go. Keep your nails clean. Like, point blank, period. Like, that's nasty. Number nine, men that don't listen.
Okay.
Females, we talk a lot.
Right.
But we're not used to a man that actually listens. Like, listens to exactly what I'm saying. Can hold a conversation about what I'm saying. provide solutions to things that I'm asking instead of saying, I hear you, babe. Yeah, I hear you.
Adult conversation.
Like, I hate that shit. That's like you just trying to, okay, say what you going to say because I just really don't really care.
I think maybe like, that'd be the young bulls.
And I would like for most men to actually sit there and listen and understand what a woman is saying and try to have a conversation with her about what she's saying instead of just saying I heard you, hold on for a second. You know what I mean? I don't like that shit. It's corny. Number 10, yo, I cannot stress this enough. Number 10 is a dude that tells his friends about your sex life.
Yo, dog.
Like,
that's
your sex
private.
Life between you and your woman should be between you and your woman. And that's it. Like, what you do behind closed doors should be between you both. That's what makes it so decent. Like,
anything.
You going around telling your friends, like, your friends looking at your girl like she they want to jump her bones. Like, dog, you giving them, like, all this goddamn, this like, you giving them too much information.
Too much.
So they looking at your girl like, I'm going to try to fucking talk to her when he go in the other room. Like, you don't know what dudes be doing. Like, just like females, the same way. If a female tells a female about her dude, some females is shiesty as shit and they will try to get with the dude on the low. Like, dudes is the same way. Like, keep your sex life between you both, and that's it. Nobody else should be involved in that, period. Thanks again for tuning in to Mimi JK Raw and Uncut. See y'all next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.